The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Miracle. Growth isn't just about speed, it's about direction. Miracle gives you the infrastructure to scale smarter, not just faster, with a marketplace, dropship, retail media, and a seller platform, powered by AI and built for what's next. It's October 20th, 2025, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, Walmart powers with OpenAI, can't hold back the tide. S&P Global puts tariff costs at $1.2 trillion this year. Salesforce partners with OpenAI. And Saks struggles to deliver in Q2. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains five items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, Walmart powers with OpenAI. The momentum of OpenAI appears to be unstoppable at this point, with almost every partnership you can imagine being created. We're witnessing the birth of a new scaled internet giant, the likes of which we haven't seen since Google. In fact, we're mostly witnessing a Google replacement being born before our eyes, or could be. And still, I feel that Google is flat-footed in its response so far, primarily due to the pace of OpenAI announcements. What does Walmart say as part of its release? You'll be able to buy Walmart and Sam's Club's items in OpenAI Instant Checkout. Walmart will offer OpenAI certifications to its employees, which is actually kind of a sneaky, clever move. What Walmart does not say is, will their marketplace items be a part of OpenAI, or will it only be first-party items? It doesn't say anything about the available selection. How will OpenAI deal with Sam's Club membership? I can't even see the price of Sam's Club items on their own website without signing in. I'm guessing that will be taken care of by OAuth. What does this mean? If the scaled retail platforms like Walmart will participate, there is really nothing stopping the tide. In other words, OpenAI is already the new Google product marketplace. And OpenAI simply has a more aggressive vision. Their certifications and training to win over corporate American workers, the world's largest catalog already, and a checkout experience that keeps the merchant in control rather than wresting control from brands. Simply, Google is facing an existential threat here, and I'm not seeing enough fire and motion from Google's side yet. Google's results are clunky, and the Gemini tools are simply not as good or differentiated enough as first mover OpenAI. Hiring Fiji Simo and Johnny Ive will turn out to be one of the key roles to make the product experience even better. One last note on this. I still do feel that the death of the typical merchant storefront is largely exaggerated. Merchants need a home base, and you need a place to publish and display definitive information to both humans and robots. And the checkout remains one of the biggest functions of any platform. Which, I have to say, this validates a lot of Shopify's own investments in Shop Pay, which has consumed many of their resources over the last few years. If you're an enterprise merchant convinced that your front-end existing site doesn't matter, and you could implement Shop Pay in a month, is there a reason you wouldn't want to do this? Asking for a friend. I believe that this is an uncomfortable question that Salesforce needs to answer, and quickly. Frankly, all the platforms are probably a little worried about the answer to this question. Even if a platform is great, how does it get the sale? I'm not saying it's your whole strategy, but what could it hurt? Our second story. S&P Global puts tariff costs at $1.2 trillion this year. A recent CNBC story talks about a new study from S&P Global which puts all the costs of the tariffs at over $1.2 trillion this year. It's unclear to me where these estimates are fully coming from. I'm not sure prices have gone up that much. And from my own experience working with companies, so far consumers have been shielded at least two-thirds of the total tariff cost by brands and retailers, taking costs out of the supply chain. On the other hand, this study kind of says that the opposite in that consumers are bearing two-thirds of the cost. Whether that can be sustained long-term is the question. Companies could be forced by investors to return to their pre-tariff era margin profiles, and that could mean raising prices to consumers once all the cost-cutting is done into 2026. Our third story. Salesforce partners with OpenAI. Last week, Salesforce officially went agentic up the wazoo, seemingly rebranding almost the entire company into Agentforce as part of its announcement with OpenAI. First, Salesforce Commerce Cloud is no longer. Now it's Agentforce Commerce Cloud. Okay, great. Is this what passes for innovation? Rebranding? Second, catalogs for merchants will show up in ChatGPT, which seems fine until you realize that most platforms are never really good at any kind of channel integration. And this is coming from someone who's been doing these kinds of integrations their entire career. Finally, Salesforce has announced their support for Agentic Commerce Protocol, which has been developed between OpenAI and Stripe. It seems at this point clear that all platforms will be forced to support OpenAI Instant Checkout, and OpenAI seems to have momentum with Walmart announcement as well. The only question that really remains then is this: will Amazon be directly supporting ChatGPT? I am predicting in some form or fashion the answer will be yes. And why not? Amazon is a logistics company at the end of the day, and OpenAI is not a merchant of record. That's Amazon's job. And our last story. Saks struggles to deliver in Q2. Well, another month, another sad story at Saks. Retail Dive has reported a few facts about their most recent quarter. Too much inventory, inability to pay vendors, and lower gross margins. The company reports that its vendor concessions and marketplace models are working well, but obviously when the company needs to buy and hold inventory, it's struggling. Some management hopes depend on a new unified merchandising platform, which to me is a little troubling. Software is often seen as a necessary component of transformation, but often it's more not sufficient on its own. At the end of the day, better software is sometimes a nice to have. If people aren't buying the inventory you have, does it even matter what software is tracking the inventory that you now need to mark down? It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have 5 items on the menu today. First, Guess goes private in $1.4 billion deal with Authentic Brands. Guess has announced that its co-founders and CEO, in participation with Authentic Brands, will take the brand private in a transaction valued at $1.4 billion, including debt. Authentic Brands will acquire 51% of all Guess intellectual property, and Guess existing shareholders will own the rest. Second, Lowe's to acquire Foundation Building Materials at $8.8 billion. Lowe's has announced an agreement to acquire building products distributor Foundation Building Material from American Securities and CD&R for $8.8 billion. This acquisition enhances Lowe's offering to pro customers. If you're going to be at the Lowe's Seller Summit this week, I'm actually going to be there and hope to meet you in person. I'll be on the stage with the head of their marketplace, Michael McCluskey. Third, Claire's $140 million private equity takeover pauses store liquidations. Mall-based accessory store Claire's and its intellectual property have been acquired by private equity firm Ames Watson for $100 million in cash, plus a $36 million seller note. The retailer has paused closing stores as a result. Fourth, AI marketing platform Bluefish raises $20 million in Series A funding. AI marketing platform Bluefish has raised $20 million in Series A funding that will be used in product development and help scale engineering and customer-facing teams. And finally, specialized equipment marketplace Garage raises $13.5 million in Series A funding. Garage, a marketplace and auction platform that helps essential employees and government employees to purchase essential equipment, has raised $13.5 million in Series A funding, which will be used to help hire talent. Did you know that RMW Commerce has another podcast? Check out the Watson Weekend for an unfiltered and lively e-commerce chat each week with me, Rick Watson, my co-host Jess Lisewski, and an array of interesting guests and topics, all focused on e-commerce. You can find the Watson Weekend by searching for it on iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/watsonweekly and wherever you get your podcasts.